Hello out there, welcome to your next mission video podcast. Federal employees, including our military service members, have dedicated their careers to serving our country. So we want to do our part to make sure they have the necessary information to make informed decisions about their wellness and their health care. For over 60 years, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association Federal Employee Program has provided health insurance to the federal employee workforce. Today's guest will talk with us about your health care, specifically your vision and dental insurance coverage. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veteran service members and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, whose mission is taking care of the military community and their families always. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and if you ever listen to the show, I always say it, we love them too. Today, we're going to talk about how Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employee Program goes to great lengths to ensure active military service members, their families, and retired veterans understand their benefits when it comes to dental and vision coverage. And I'm excited to introduce Leslie San Diego Rodriguez, Manager of Uniformed Services Community Relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, and U.S. Army veteran, I understand, there too, and Chief Master Sergeant, United States Air Force retired Jason David, Executive Director, IVAS Public Sector, and a member of the Board of Advisors, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association Uniformed Services. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Good to see you, Sergeant Major.
Well, you got to be all pumped up here a little bit. We got to get some information out here. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Well, first, I want to say something. We have a lot to talk about, but before we start it, I don't want to miss this part. Could you please tell us, just the audience, just a little bit about yourselves? I want to know. Everybody wants to know who you are. And Leslie, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, so I am Leslie Santiago Rodriguez. I am an Army veteran. I did 5 years active duty, then 4 years in the National Guard. I deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan during that time. Now I am with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association with the Federal Employee Program for the Uniformed Service Community Relations Department. I've been with the company for 14 years. So that just goes to show you how much I love the company and how much of a support they are into the uniform service community as well.
All right, who pumped up about that? Army veteran. Okay, Chief, right back to you. Go tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, Sergeant Major, good to see you today, and proud to be a part of Blue Cross Blue Shield's Uniform Services Advisory Board. In my past life, when I was in the military, I served for a couple of decades, retired as a Chief Master Sergeant and a Command Senior Enlisted Leader of a Defense Activity. But I came into the military. Do you remember that movie, Good Morning Vietnam? By
Absolutely,
chance?
I was there.
Yeah. So the actor Adrian Cronauer was actually at my graduation at technical school in A school
because
I came into the military as a radio and television broadcaster. And so back in the day with, you know, reel to reel and linear tape and, you know, taping things together to put things on film and put them on television. That's what I did. I also hosted a bunch of radio shows with the American Forces Network. And then, of course, I got older and got promoted in the military, and I started finding my way into leadership management positions. And ultimately, I ended up driving a desk for like the past 8 years when I was continuing to serve. But I absolutely enjoyed my time in the military. It was a blast. I, since retiring, went into the IT field under customer experience, did a couple of companies, I now sit with IBIS Public Sector, which is an absolutely fantastic company responsible for lots of cool things. But I'm here today, obviously, to represent not only myself, but some of the other combatant command and service SEA leaders that we have on the Uniformed Services Advisory Board, myself, Sergeant Major of the Army, Dan Daly. I've got a couple of McPons that are my friends in my back pocket, former Chief Master of the Air Force, James Cody. He's on the board as well. But all of us joined up with Blue Cross Blue Shield because we believe in getting information out that we didn't get ourselves. So that's why we're here today, at least in part, and of course to hang out with you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, but I was as you said, good morning, America. I remember laying in Vietnam, laying on the side of a tank or something, and listening to that every morning. Good morning, Vietnam. That fucked me up. I love that stuff. Hey, Leslie, before we jump into our discussion, I personally want to thank Blue Cross Blue Shield Association for being a sponsor for the American Freedom Foundation and Your Next Measure. We are so grateful for your support. And I got to tell you, it really makes a difference. And I really appreciate it. We talked about it before, but we can't emphasize it enough. How does vision dental insurance work for active duty military service members and their families and veterans retirees?
Oh, that's a good question. And it's funny because I just left the Navy Senior Enlisted Academy to do some education with the graduates of the June class. So the way that it works is while TRICARE covers your service member or the service member themselves during active duty, the spouse and dependents are not covered when it comes to vision. So when you're sitting here thinking about the average care of glasses and the basic needs for them, it's about $1,000. So what we do is we bridge that financial gap. So with our standard and our high option, you can enroll your family member, dependent, spouse into our program while you're serving, and it can save you anywhere between 70 to 90% on a pair of glasses. And that's anywhere between $700 to $900 out of pocket. So with the FedVit program, a lot of active service members still are not fully aware that benefits is available to them and FedVit is available to them. So my team goes out there to educate them on that. What happens when the service member retires? TRICARE isn't going to cover them or their family members, not just on the vision, but also on the dental. So the service member has the option to jump onto their FEP vision plan and then also enroll into the dental program under FEP. So with the dental, we are different because we do provide 3 dental cleanings per year, not just 1 or 2, like average cost. We also cover braces to include Invisalign for adults and children. Another interesting matter for our program is that if you choose the high option in dental and you go into one of our providers, our in-network providers, there is no benefit limit. Because let's face it, the military is never going to lie to you and tell you that, you know, your teeth are perfect when they're not. So then when you go out to the civilian world and you get this $20,000 bill for dental work and you're like, what am I going to do? Well, our high option, there is no benefit limit. So as long as you stay in network, we're always going to pay our 50 to 70% of your dental work bill.
Hey, Les, yeah. I'm gonna tag team you real quick. And if you don't mind, Sergeant Major, I just wanted to give you some basic military math that I did when I first joined up with the Uniformed Services Advisory Board for Blue Cross Blue Shield. The amount of money that I had spent over a couple of decades for my visually impaired daughter, obviously my fault, right? So there's not much to be said about that, but it came out to about $8,000. So E4, E3, Jason David could have signed up for vision care for my kid when I was not making a lot of money at all. I mean, we've all seen the pay chart. If you come in enlisted, you don't really make a lot right off the bat. You have to earn your keep. You have to earn your stripes and get paid accordingly, but it's hard. Like, life is not easy financially when you're in and you have a young family and you're an E4, maybe even an E5. And so every dollar counts. Had I known that the website Benefeds, BENEFEDS.gov, if that website even existed for me, I would have jumped on it like wildfire. And I think that's the part of the story that we didn't get, the folks that are on the board, we didn't get that information, and we just want to share it with, it's less of a Blue Cross Blue Shield thing and more of a federal program, you know, education module. And then you get to pick your provider. We choose Blue Cross Blue Shield because the coverage is ridiculous. You can even get coverage overseas, right? Which you can't with a lot of the other providers. And the costs are comparable and the network's gigantic. But even more important is letting those young families with young kids know that they can get coverage and it could save them a ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I really realized probably early on in my military career, one is I didn't have enough money, just like you were just talking about. We live checked, you know, month to month to month to month. The other thing is, it always bothers me, we're going to talk about it a little bit later, is understanding your benefits and entitlements, what you really, you know, what you're supposed to have. And all three of us right here, we didn't talk about that while I was in the military. And you started learning more about your benefits really when you got out. So there's so many things that I think if I would go back and recommend anything to the military now, there's a couple things I always say. Put benefits and entitlements in the education system and talk about more about financial education a little bit more and early on in military career. Hey, Chief, what should active service members and veterans do to better understand their benefits? We're talking about it now. What should they do?
So there's a couple of things. Financial readiness isn't just for the elderly, right? It's not for seasoned professionals like us that are on this call. I wish more military institution or organizations within the military would front load it as part of like supervisor training, right? It's just as important to learn how to supervise. It's also important to take care of your family at that point in time, because as you're learning to lead, mentor, and shape the next generation of service members, part of that education to shape those people should be, hey, let's make sure you're taken care of if you get out at the 4, 8, or 12 year mark, or should you choose to stick around and be even more seasoned, make sure that when you retire, that you're not at a disadvantage because maybe your civilian counterparts had started a 401k with the company and they were taken care of. It's kind of on us, like the thrift savings plan, for example. If you leave your money in the G fund, it's just going to sit there. It's almost a semi-high yield savings account, right? But if you look at the NASDAQ, you know, or the S&P 500 over the course of 50 years, it kind of goes up at a 45 degree angle this way. And the only way to ride that train is to get into, you know, the other funds. I'm not here to provide different stock indexes like CNS, which I personally do. I wouldn't recommend that for everyone, right? But that's how you get those gains over time. And the best way to understand that is to sit down with your installation financial management office, or if there is a financial counselor that's at Fleet and Family Readiness or the Airman Family Readiness Center or the Soldiers Readiness Center. I don't actually know the names of each of the departments because they change every couple of years, but anywhere there's force support and anywhere that you can get in for a financial counseling session, ask them, hey, can you come to my unit? If you're that first line supervisor, can you come to my unit and teach us how to save more effectively? Or how to maybe hide money so I can't see it and then put it into places that it can grow. Because compounding interest is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, one of the problems I had, I think, and I'm just speaking for the Army, I was so focused on what my training was, what I had to do every day to day. And that was what I was focused on all the time. I wasn't worried about benefits and entitlements, my financial education or anything. However, military spouses, I think, are a lot more focused on those kind of things. And they know a lot more about those kind of things we're talking about right now than I certainly did ever. But when I retired, I realized how much I didn't know. And then I had to catch up. And I wish I'd did a little bit quicker there. Hey, Leslie, what are some of your biggest challenges when it comes to making sure people know, you know, about what they're entitled to?
So I would say one of the biggest challenges when it comes to that for my plan reps and everything else to get out there to educate is base access. But, you know, as a veteran, I am actually going ahead and closing in on the base access issue, especially with the help of the board, like Jason, Sergeant Major of the Army, Dan Daly, Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Alfred McMichael, Mick Pond, Rick West, and also Mick Pond, Jason Vanderhaden from the Coast Guard. So, you know, we're sitting here getting into these opportunities and bringing the plan reps on for their local locations to be able to go in and do the education.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I'll tell you, though, is every service is different as far as access and education. So you know, say, yeah, these guys can. Yeah, every service is a lot different. And how you communicate or how you educate that service is going to be a little bit different. That's for sure. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about one of the ways Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is getting more involved. And you just talked about a minute ago in the military community. So don't, I know you won't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hey, this is Your Next Mission podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, and I know you are, because we're talking about, you know, we're talking about taking care of our veterans and families. We're talking about benefits in a time that sometimes we don't know anything about. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from my presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
Oh. A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Leslie Santiago Rodriguez and Chief Master Sergeant retired Jason David of Blue Cross Blue Shield Association and Federal Employee Uniform Services. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a support, the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or the home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Leslie, besides the obvious insurance benefits, how is Blue Cross Blue Shield Association involved in the military community?
Great question, and I love the answer to this. So we are actually building partnerships. We have moved away from saying sponsorships because these are partnerships that we want to build on and continue to work with these organizations. So a couple of organizations that we work with, the Robert Irvine Foundation, we're working with them in regards to food insecurities in the military, along with knowledge of healthy eating, wellness. They also have a ton of other programs that help veterans just with their mental health, their wellness, education, resume building, and also job searching. Another one that we work with is the National Military Family Association. Shout out to Bessa, CEO and founder. BESA does an amazing job with going ahead and getting military spouses, listening to their concerns, and then going on the Hill and advocating for the military spouses. The Elizabeth Dole Foundation, we also have a partnership with them. One of the new ones that we brought on this year that we will continue to work with and support and partnership with is the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program. This year at the Marine Corps Air Force 4-year games, I had myself and some of my board members out there, not just doing the education at the care fair, but also we were out there volunteering at the events, keeping score, directing athletes. We served them their closing ceremony dinner, you know, making those true connections. We work with Wear Blue, Run to Remember, and they recognize and remember the fallen. the Marine Corps Marathon, where Blue has the Remembrance Mile, which is the halfway point, and it has posters of those fallen soldiers that loved ones have requested be posted there. And then we have our volunteer group at the end of the posters with a flag with the ribbon of the fallen service member, cheering the runners to go ahead and give them that extra energy, that extra kick of motivation to finish the last 13.1 miles of their run. And those are just a few. So if I forgot any of my partnerships, the USO, MWR, Warrior Games, forgive me. I love y'all. Everybody equally, no favoritism.
There you go. Well, I was going to say, if they see you, they'll trust you.
Yes.
A lot of times just being excellent. And Chief, I've seen you nod your head, so you probably want to add. You want to add anything to that?
So when you retire, I think just in general, you retire sometimes in your brain, you get a little, you get inside your own head and say, well, what's my purpose? Right. Cause you're looking for your chapter two. I mean, we all go through that during the transition. And I think it's because I don't want to say the word brainwashed, right. But it's pretty close. We've been conditioned to perform acts of service.
I think brainwash is okay.
But for 2-3 decades, you've been told, hey, you should volunteer to do this, or being voluntold, right? As the old joke goes. Yeah. And so it's not that you miss volunteering necessarily, but you miss being a part of something greater than yourself, just like your active duty or your guard or your reserve service. Yeah. And so when I was reached out to by Blue Cross Blue Shield, my initial answer, and Leslie will tell you this, I said, I don't necessarily want to be a part of an insurance company. That's not what I'm about. And then just after a couple of conversations, I realized just how impactful that Blue Cross Blue Shield is in the community that matters to me most, the military community. And so just over the past couple of months with Leslie, I've been to the Military Medical Heroes, gala at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., where Blue Cross Blue Shield was absolutely there to support and honor medical professionals that save people like me, out of the combat zone. And further than that, we've done things like had negotiations and conversations with our friends at the Fisher House, one of the most beautiful organizations, beautiful nonprofits on the planet that takes care of your family if you're ill or injured and at one of the hospitals like Wilford Hall or Launchdorf Regional Medical Center in Germany. I mean, these are impactful things that this company is doing. And once I realized that I could be a part of that, I was there. I signed up on the spot.
Well, one of the things I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things being in the military, you're really cautious about people that reach out to you, because you think everybody's trying to get into your, you don't have that much money anyway, but you want to keep what you got. So you're a little cautious about it all the time. Hey, Chief, as a Purple Heart recipient in the Air Force, Wounded Warriors, and I know it's a very personal organization to you. Tell us about your Purple Heart. Tell us about your experience.
Sure. So I was I deployed everywhere over the past couple of decades, but I got injured in Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was in it's fun story because you're the prior Sergeant Major of the Army, so you'll love this. I spent 90% of my active duty service with the United States Army. Right.
I love that already. So you got me on the side.
Honorary soldier, right there. Yeah. Whether he wants to recognize it or not.
There you go.
Yeah, when I was in Afghanistan, I was with the 82nd. When I was in Iraq, I was with 10th Mountain and in 1st Cav. And so, yeah, I assimilated quite well into their organizations. But unfortunately, I was hit with some indirect fire. It ended up breaking up most of my spine, my hips, my shoulders, and my knee, and gave me a pretty nasty contusion on the head. Spent, I think, a combined total of about 2 years, 12 surgeries. I'm mostly metal on the inside, but they didn't stop me from kicking, didn't stop me from being resilient and trying to find my way and looking forward to what life could still provide me, even though I'm not as physically capable of doing the things I once was. But organizations like the Air Force Wounded Warrior Program mean a lot to me. And when Blue Cross Blue Shield, when I found out that they were not just sponsoring, but they were also volunteering at the events, man, that melts my heart, right? Because that's a civilian company doing something for the military, even though they don't have to. I mean, what kind of patriotism does it take to encourage people to do that sort of thing? And that's why myself and the rest of the board members, that's why we serve with these guys, because it just makes sense.
Yeah. We talk a lot about the amount of people we lost in war, But there's so many people that were wounded that go back and live with those wounds for the rest of their life. And I, you know, I always tell people that I've been around, you know, it's, you know, there's so many people that, you know, suffer from post-traumatic stuff. I've had PTSD for, I don't know if I told you, Chief, but I got overran when I was 18 years old, 20 wounded and 7 killed. So there's, you know, for years I really struggled just sort of fitting back into society. And there's a lot more people that are probably struggling a lot more than I am. But I was able to work out of those issues. But part of the issue too is most of our country doesn't know anything about those kind of things. They don't understand mm-hmm. those kind of things. That's why Team Up put an organization that cares like Leslie. It's perfect. You know, it's somebody that cares about taking care of all our service members and taking care of their families and stuff. So it's important for us to get together and do all we can to help our brothers and sisters. That's for sure.
Now, and Sergeant,
go ahead.
Sorry, Major. I do want to add to that. I think that's one reason that I love this position as well, is because we are giving back, and also. Yeah. With my board members and everything else, it's truly personal to us. And that is why we are so involved in this community in the way that we are. I will say that I am blessed to be able to be in this position and have the members of the board that I have to actually understand the purpose behind any partnership that we are behind, that we support, and to go ahead and fully be involved in it. And sometimes it's difficult, you know, because, you know, I might have an event, but then I have everyone that's so motivated and supports this, that's like, I want to go ahead and support that. So it's just a great feeling to be able to know that, you know, when I send someone out to support Blue Cross Blue Shield at a uniform service event, they care just as much, if not more, than I do, and they feel that connection to that community.
Well, I'd also tell you, all the guys you're talking about, all those senior NCOs, I know a majority of them there, they would not tie themselves to anybody unless they was above board. I guarantee that, because what you're doing is you're taking their name and putting their name out there and saying, look, he believes in it, and there's a lot of people that know, like I know me and Sergeant Major Daly was just down in El Paso with Sergeant Major Preston doing some stuff down there. But I know that people listen to those guys and they trust those guys. And if they're saying, hey, this is a great organization, you know, they're very cautious, because we've had a lot of these discussions about who we should support and who we shouldn't support. So believe me, they're going to be very cautious about putting
it. We are, Sergeant Major. And I will tell you that, you know, I spent probably the past 10 years or so building kind of a cult following on LinkedIn, right? I'm not known as a Blue Cross Blue Shield guy. I'm not even known as Chief David, right? I'm the veteran advocate guy.
Absolutely.
I went to one of the last conferences, and a young person came up to me and said, hey, you're the guy off of LinkedIn. And I said, that's me, because I share a lot of veterans advice and education in a way that I would understand it if I was still in E5, right? So I take complicated things and I break it down very simply, like how to understand VA math if you get out at the 4-year mark, or what is unemployment compensation for ex-service members? What does that look like, right? Because it's different than the regular folks. So you're 100% spot on. When Leslie reached out, I said, I don't know, because if I attach my name to something I don't believe in.
I did a lot of research before I put my name to that product.
Exactly. Absolutely. So, but I am 100% proud to say that I stand with Blue Cross Blue Shield and all the good things they do for our military community, 100%.
We got to take a quick break. Before we do that, though, I had a dream the other night that during my dream, somebody come up and says, hey, you're a podcaster. Can I take your picture in my dream? I said, this is the weirdest dream I've ever had in my life. Hey, we need to take another quick break. We come back. I want to talk about transition. So hold on. We'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Leslie San Diego Rodriguez, Manager of Uniformed Services Community Relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, and Chief Master Sergeant Retired Jason David, a member of the Board of Advisors for Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I said many times, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like to cover on the show. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or leave me a or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Everyone who serves, just like all three of us, have had to go through transition, you know, from the military to civilian life. Chief, what would be the top, this would be a great question for both of you guys. Mm-hmm. What would be the two pieces of advice that you would give to somebody that's thinking about, you know, getting out of the military and going to the civilian life there?
I don't know if I have advice necessarily, maybe products, maybe services, right? So as you transition through the military and you're planning your next phase, your chapter two, I would say make sure that time is given by you to you, right? So there's an old adage that says time is the most valuable commodity on earth because you can't get more of it, right? The same is similar for the contract that you signed with the U.S. government, right? So at the 12-month mark, you only have 12 months. And at the one-month mark, you literally have only 30 days left and you don't get any more, especially if you've signed your separation or your retirement papers. You can't just go back and say, hey, can you re-up me for another four? Because it's already a sealed deal at that point. What I would say is look for a transition tracker. I will gift you mine off of LinkedIn. It's a reinvigorated sheet that's been shared a bunch of times. My friend Kirk actually on LinkedIn was the original creator of it. It's a 12-month checklist, right? Just look me up on LinkedIn, Jason David. You don't even have to subscribe or follow me. Just grab that checklist 12 months out and then look at all the things that you could be doing that you're probably not. One of those things, there's a little checkbox, is log into benefits. Log into benefits and create an account. That way you can take care of your family for dental and for vision should you retire from the military. And then, of course, the second piece of advice is take some time to do what you need to do to be at peace with the fact that you're no longer going to be in the military. I did not. I planned to take 6 months of leave. I took about 3 weeks, and I still regret it to this day. I did not find enough time to pay myself back for all the, you know, holidays that I missed, all the engagements with my kid that I missed. And so now I'm trying to make up for it. So don't be like me, be better, right? Build time for yourself. Don't worry so much about the money because the money will come. There are many options out there. And I apologize, Sergeant Major, I'm just going to go on a small tirade real quick.
Go ahead. We got plenty of time.
If you're retired, you have your retirement stipend. No one can guarantee you VA compensation, but if you warrant it, you can get VA compensation. If you still have your GI Bill, you have your GI Bill plus housing, right? If you do get VA compensation at 100%, now that opens up additional opportunities such as the VR&E program, which will help you with even more money for education and things of that nature. And then last but not least, as you're bridging the gap between one job and the next, this is the most, I think it's the reason the transition assistance program was created, is because there were some people that were utilizing it and some people that weren't. But UCX, which is the Unemployment Compensation for Ex-Service Members Program, each state administers it a little bit different, but it's the 30-year pay rate for your pay grade, right? So if you get out at 20 years as an E7, it's the 30-year rate for an E7, which is a lot more. It's significantly more, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000 more every 2 weeks. And then you get that temporarily as you're trying to find your Chapter 2. So if you need help, go look online, follow my friend Tyrone on LinkedIn, follow people like myself, look for military influencers that have gone through the transition program. Scott Stalker is another great friend of mine. He's a retired master gunnery sergeant, combatant command SEL as well. He has all sorts of transition stuff and he's super raw because he vlogs as he's going through the transition. So if he's got a pain point, he's sharing it with you. People have gone before you, follow their footsteps.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you said. The only thing, additional thing I'd add was a couple of additional things. One is I always tell people to start 2 years out. Make sure you start that 2-year mark because that 2 years will come real quick. Networking, you talked about that indirectly. Networking is so important. The other thing is finish up your education. If you got a 2-year degree, you get a 4-year degree. If you got a 4-year degree, you get a master's degree. And, you know, the education will open up more doors for you. So that's good. How about, Leslie, how about yourself? Any advice that you would give?
I think you guys have covered it all.
Sorry.
I do. It's okay. But yeah, you guys pretty much covered it all. You know, go ahead and start thinking about it before you even get close to the date, because it does come fast. And then before you know it, it's there. And then you're sitting here. And, you know, the transition assistance program back when I served, you know, it was brief classes. I know that now the military is working on going ahead and providing additional information, but there's also limited amount of time that they are allocated, and there's a lot more benefits than back, you know, when we served. So you have to go ahead and allow yourself that time to go ahead and do the research and look into and ask the questions that may pertain to you personally to get that feedback back in order to prepare for the transition into the civilian world.
Yeah. The other thing too is I think military spouses know a lot more about benefits and entitlements and everything else. I mean, the spouse, you know, stays abreast of that stuff. I also think, and I may have said it before, but I'll say it again, is let's place things in our educational system, like in, you know, all of our education, all services about benefits, financial education, so you can, you know, start understanding about those things. And I think there should be an online program. I don't know if there is or not, but there should be some kind of online program that people can go on and learn all those benefits and entitlements. But it changes so quickly that we get a little confused, and it's just overwhelming, especially mm-hmm. the last few months you're in the service. You know, we talk a lot about dental and vision program. Active duty service members, retired veterans can go through on FedBib. What's the website? What's the website where you can access more information? You know, possibly enrollment, or is there a phone number, Leslie? Is there a website and a phone number there?
If you would like to go ahead and look into the Blue Cross Blue Shield benefits, we do have our website, bcbsfepvision.com and bcbsfepdental.com. And that will go ahead and give you our benefits overview, why it's important. We have a section for uniform service. If you would like to know information about eligibility and everything, you can go to benefits.com. So BENEFEDS.com. And that gives you the eligibility portion of it. A lot of service members think that just because it's only available to retirees that do their 20 years, but if you're medically retired, this is also available to the National Guard retirees, active National Guard members as well. It's not just, you know, you have to be full-time active service. You can be in the National Guard and have eligibility to sign your family up for these benefits as well.
Leslie, is there a phone number too? I don't know. Did you mention a phone number? Is there a phone number in there?
I do not have the number.
That's all right. I think you gave enough information anyway. I thought maybe there's a phone. For old guys like me, I need to call sometimes. So
there is a phone number, and you can actually get to it by going to benefeds.com or benefeds.gov. They both redirect to each other. You make your way through the portal and you're able to see the different vendors that, you know, to choose your vision and dental, if you click on Blue Cross Blue Shield, it'll give you the contact info right there.
Perfect. Old guys like me can go right there and find out that number. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, I got it. Hey, this has been a great discussion. I think I'm really sort of pumped up right now. You guys are really motivated. Any final thoughts, anything that, you know, we may have missed or you may have missed you want to share with the audience or something you maybe want to emphasize or reemphasize there? And Leslie, we'll start with you. How about you? Anything?
We always got to start with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to go ahead and reiterate, you know, the importance of your dental and your vision benefits. A lot of just people in general, not just service members, don't realize that there are a lot of diseases that can be seen through your eyes and your teeth before your primary care physician. And also the premiums compared to the medical insurance are minute. So you can actually get information in regards to whether you may have cancer, high blood pressure, a minute of other conditions through your optometrist or your dentist before your medical provider shows that.
Thank you very much. Chief, how about yourself? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to tether onto what you just said right there. I'm not sure if you saw the latest medical research that shows a little bit of conclusivity for Alzheimer's disease to gum disease, right? So stuff like that encourages me to go see the dentist even more to keep the gingivitis out of my mouth, make sure I'm not having cavities and so on and so forth. But if I was to give you one last parting thought, Sergeant Major, it's thank you for what you're doing right now. So most people probably know that you're still quite prevalent in social circles, online. But you don't have to do any of this stuff. Like you're working for a nonprofit, even on this podcast, and you are still spreading the good word about how to take care of our family. And that's what retired chiefs like me aspire to be like as well. So Sergeant Major, thank you for your continued dedication and your continued service. And again, I've got your back. I'm not your battle buddy, but I'll be your wingman any day of the week.
Look here. I appreciate that. And God bless you guys. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks again for being with us. And thanks to Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision for being a sponsor for the show. We absolutely, and you know this already, we couldn't do this without you. And it's just one of the things you guys help the military community with. So I really appreciate what you've done and what you continue to do. And we got your back. We'll always be here for you. We'll do whatever we can do to help you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks much.
All right. Thanks again to Leslie Santiago Rodriguez and Chief Master Sergeant Jason David for being with us today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say I hope it's a good review in this show. It's got to be a good review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and of course, Rumble. If you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast releases. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Leslie and Chief David for being with us today. I tell you, they said it about all. Benefits and entitlements, take care of your teeth, think about transition, but most of all, take care of each other. Talk to each other. Understand that you're not alone. Understand there's so many people like the Chief and Leslie that want to do all they can to help you and want to make sure that your life is better each and every day. You know, again, I said it probably a minute ago, we are all part of a family. We're all part of a team, and we all want to make sure that we have a productive life. So reach out to somebody or reach out to me or reach out to any of us if you're struggling in any way. Thanks again for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.